the era of rock journalism, so to speak, and there's really only one genuine interview with him that exists. Which is to say that this was the biggest problem by far in writing the book, was that, you know, when you're writing about the Beatles or you're writing, God knows, about Talking Heads or people like that who are in the press all the time, there's a trove of interview material and things like that that you can draw on, contemporaneous interview material, about how they felt about this at the time and how they felt about that and so on and so forth. We noticed there was none of that. And if I have a criticism of the book, and some people, some readers have criticized the book on these terms, because what they were hoping for was a kind of, you know, one of these books that sort of puts you in the guy's head, mm-hmm. Sort of biographies. The only way to have done that would have been to fictionalize it,
right,
to be blunt
right.
about it. And I wasn't going to do that. That's a perfectly reasonable way to approach something like this. But then you don't present it as a biography of Otis Redding. You present it as a fictionalized sort of version of his life or something like that. There were a lot of people. Everybody around him wanted to talk. Everybody who was still alive, that is to say, and most of them were still alive. But the biggest challenge was finding ways to bring him to life in the book. But of course, the great sort of advantage that I had was that nowhere does he come alive more than in his music.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's where I focused on trying to bring him to life, I guess.
Jonathan, I hate to say this, but we have to end our discussion. It's been such a treat. The 30 minutes flew by, and you're always welcome to call back. Perhaps next, if next between 4 and 5 next Saturday is good for you, we can talk about Otis some more. We can talk about the Beatles some more. I just have another DJ who's going to be coming in to take over. But
understand.
Yeah.
Let me say this. I would love to come back on the show sometime. I have warm feelings about. I saw Somerville somewhere on Medford Somerville, exactly.
Yeah.
So I have warm feelings about that part of Boston because I played in a band that rehearsed up in Somerville for about 3 years.
Oh, okay.
So I'm very familiar with all of that. I would love to come back and maybe next time talk about the Beatles, which of course is another subject that can be easily covered in a half an hour.
Yeah, and just talk about writing too, because you write about the times and the places, I think, with great skill. A lot of people talk about, you know, dishy gossip and just things that are, sensational about artists, and you dwell more on the upbringing, the cities, the towns, the times, and I really like that. I think both your books are in the top five or top 10 of, you know, the two artists, the Beatles and Otis Redding, that, you know, from what I've seen and what I know about both, you're way at the top, and you should be proud of that. You really established yourself.
Thank you for that. And again, with artists like that, with musicians like that, what's sensational about, you don't need to sensationalize them, because what's sensational about them is their work.
Absolutely.
And that's all you need, as far as I'm concerned, to just present that on its own terms.
No,
so
terrific.
Thank you so much for this. This was a great pleasure.
Yes, and Jonathan, stay in touch, and thank you for calling in, and have a great night.
Thank you.
Okay.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. This is WMFO in Medford, and I'm going to say goodbye with Otis Redding, and the next DJ is behind me, so you are listening to WMFO Medford.
Call me Mr. Beautiful, baby, that's my name now. Oh, call me Mr. Beautiful, that's how I got my fame. But just don't understand what make a man feel so blue. river. I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know change has gotta come now. Ooh, yes it is now. Oh my, oh my, oh my. It's been too hard to live it, oh my. And I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the clouds. It's been a long time coming. I know change has gotta come. Oh yes. There's a time I will go to my brother. Oh, man. I've asked my brother, will you help me? Oh, man. He turned me down, and then I asked my dear mother. Oh. I said, mother, I'm down on my knees. Somehow I thought I was still able to try to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes it is. Just like I said, I went to my little bitty brother. Dear mother, oh man. I said, mother, I'm down on my knees. But there was a time that I thought, Lord, this could last a very long, oh man. Somehow I thought I was still able to try to carry on. It's been a
All right. So that has been Rise to the Sun by the Alabama Shakes. And this has been an interesting little start to this radio show in which I am filling in for Ava, who does astrology with Ava. And I would like to begin this with an all right in honor of Ava. So all right. Next up is Lucky by Dead, and I got really into this song over the summer, and I hope you enjoy it.
Lucky to have people in my life with the power to break my heart.
So, that was Lucky by Dead, and now we're going on to Atta Blues by Emily Wolf. And before we do that, I want to tell you the theme of this show, actually, is the color red. So this is, coincidentally, even though it's not my radio slot, is the first show that I am doing back at Tufts. So this is very exciting. I decided to group the shows by color, because I have synesthesia, and so I wanted to inflict that on everyone. And so these are songs that I consider red, that you know, have, like, in my brain are red. I don't know about your brain. Let me know. But this song in particular, coming up next, is the one that I really, like, centered this entire playlist around, because it's very red. So I hope you all enjoy.
Losing my mind.
Okay, so that was Atta Blues by Emily Wolf, and that is probably the most red / electric guitar that we're going to get on this, this episode, this slot, this playlist. Oh my god, wow, we really figured out that word together. But Freaking Out on the Interstate is up next by Briston Moroney, and I have found that in making this playlist, I realized that a lot of the associations with red I have with electric guitar, so I tried to branch out later in the playlist towards that effect, but for now, you get a little bit more, so get excited. Enjoy.
Freaking out on the interstate, rolling down the windows, baby, I can't hear a thing you say. I'm walking back to my favorite place, and I can feel them staring at me, baby, do you think I'm doing something wrong? And you
Was Freaking Out on the Interstate. Thank you for listening so far. This has been very fun. Very nice to be back and to get the chaos level down just a little bit throughout the listening experience and the DJing experience over here. This one up next is Hills of Fire by Sarah Kinsley. And this is an artist that I've been really, really into lately. She's recently released an EP that is just incredible, the whole thing. No skips, in my opinion. And this is Hills of Fire. I hope that you enjoy it. It does, I mean, I feel like it feels a little bit like cheating to have a song with. I tried not to put any songs that like have the word red in them because I felt like that was, you know, sort of a cop-out. But Hills of Fire also feels like it might fall into that category. But we're just going to look past it because it's so fun and so good. So enjoy. That was Hills of Fire by Sarah Kinsley, and something I really enjoy about her music is the combination of her classical background and sort of the like indie pop vibe, and obviously just like insane vocals. I love it. I'm such a big fan. It's very addictive. I hope you are addicted to now. But this next song is Left Me Like Summer by Daily J. Slightly different vibe, but again, all within my brain's red vibe. So this was very much a song that I listened to during the summer, despite the implication that summer had already left. But you know, we're just gonna go with it. It was fun regardless. And now it actually works because summer really has left us. It's almost the end of October. I hope everybody's having a good October. I hope everybody's ready for Halloween, the best holiday. Enjoy Left Me Like Summer by Daily J.
Yeah.
right. So that was Left Me Like Summer by Daily J. Next up is Heartbreaker by Alabama Shakes, because there's just never enough of that. I hope that you enjoyed this past song and this next one in advance. I hope everybody's having a great day. It's beautiful out here in sunny Medford. But yeah, happy weekend, everybody. Enjoy this next song. That was Heartbreaker by Alabama Shakes. And up next is So Good at Being in Trouble by Unknown Mortal Orchestra. And this is very much a chill red vibe. So I think we've made a little bit of a transition, but I'm in the playlist so far. But yeah, I hope you've been enjoying yourself so far. We're coming up to about 15 minutes left, so... get ready for the chill end of the playlist. All right.
Now that you're gone, you spend a long, lonely time. It's a
That was Don't Let It Bring You Down, covered by Mountjoy, originally by Neil Young. And I think that it's a pretty good cover. Before that was So Good at Being in Trouble by Unknown Mortal Orchestra. And if you are familiar with WMFO radio, you know that I have to do a PSA, a public service announcement. So now we're doing, I just opened randomly, and this is something that I really care deeply about and chose deliberately. Somerville Cares about prevention PSA. So if you're throwing a house party this weekend or next weekend for Halloween, really listen up. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you are part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests and remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember, it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000 as well as up to a year in jail. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online at Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov/CSAP. Well, that's I think, going to change a lot of behavior from the people listening to this right now. And hopefully, you know, people will look at the archive and this will eliminate what is left of Tufts party culture. Really, really put the nail in the coffin. So hopefully that really made an impact on people. This next song is called Atlas. It's by The Dip. Enjoy.
Thank you.
All right, that was Atlas by The Dip. Coming up next, in honor of the show that I am covering, Ascendant Scorpio by Oracle Sisters. You know, because it's Ava, astrology with Ava. So, you know, I don't quite have the astrology knowledge that Ava does. I can't claim that. But I can play one singular song related to the topic. So hopefully that is enough for you this week. Ava will be back next week. And we'll be giving you all of the astrology information you have been so craving in this interim. But yeah, up next is Ascendant Scorpio by the Oracle Sisters. That's probably going to be the last song that I'll play in full. I hope you've had a great time. This is Lux Trevelyan. The show is Light and Sound, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So enjoy what's up next, and have a great rest of your day.